Welcome to Zoom. Please press pound, then enter your meeting ID followed by the pound sign again. You are in the Zoom meeting now.
can you hear me? I'm not hearing anything.
Okay.
Along, running alongside the student assembly elections. So for the 3 days of that. So it'll be for the students and then separately, but at the same time for employees, for faculty.
Okay.
The hope is to then just get surveyed, to get the question or questions answered, and then extrapolate from those responses and take that. And I couldn't help also, but there's a link to colleges and universities that are smoke-free. It's enormous. It's almost like we're the end of the bus getting on. It's like, wow, we're not. Why aren't we? But it's out there. It's not like we would be beginning something.
Right.
It's the end of the story.
And for those of you that are interested in some more details, Bruce was quoted in the Cornell Sun on Monday in the story that they had running regarding that specific topic. So more to follow in the early parts of the fall semester. So thank you, Bruce. The elections.
Do you smoke? I'm sorry.
Elections committee.
Other than most of our new members are here today and will hopefully be arriving by 1 o'clock in order to participate in the organizational.
Great. Thank you very much. Personal policy committee.
Oh, that would be I. I was sick last week, so we didn't meet.
Okay. Thanks, Sue. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Transportation task force.
We have suspended meetings until August, I believe August. The consultant is involved in data gathering and inputting into their modeling some background data. We'll be prepared to begin engagements, community engagements, town halls, open houses, things like that in September. So we'll be meeting with the committee and Bridget in August in preparation for that. There's anticipated a release of a commuter behavior survey this week. That's all I know.
Great, thank you. And one thing Christine pointed out to me as we were walking into the room today, I said, what's the future there? She said, well, you know, it's not an official committee. So that's something that maybe we should consider. And if not, I think at least until all of the work is done, that the Transportation Task Force representation from the Employee Assembly remain in place. But thank you again for all of your hard work with that. Kevin.
I do have to say, as with the Transportation Task Force, even though it's on an official committee, it is well thought of. I'm serious. I mean, Transportation Committee at the UA part, they recognize the Transportation Task Force for it. And have you talked to Marty Hatch? Remember I gave you his info?
No.
On there because the UA supported.
Yes.
Yeah, so they set a resolution to support the transportation study and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So regardless if it's not official, it's pretty much talked about.
Thank you.
Yes.
And stuff, so.
I sat next to him at the campus planning committee where he was waving his UA proposal that was an echo of the EA proposal, saying that he strongly encouraged the campus planning committee to support a comprehensive transportation plan.
Thank you very much. I accidentally skipped over the staff recognitions, awards, and events committee. Tanya is not able to be with us today. She's
leading a
retreat, thank you. And with that, she has expressed that she would like to pass along, although she is the current chair of that committee, she is also willing to step aside if somebody is looking for a position of responsibility and has a lot of energy around that topic, but she would stay as a committee member to support the transition. But in the event nobody does step forward, she would still also continue as the chair. The employee elected trustee, we've already had Chad. Thank you very much. More to follow on that. For your awareness, that election process is outside of the bounds of the employee assembly. We can have folks from the assembly submitted, or you can nominate yourself to run for that position, but it is controlled and handled logistically through the Office of Assemblies.
And also, if folks are interested in hearing more about this, I'm happy to sit with folks.
Great. Thank you very much. Retiree liaison.
We have nothing to report. Herb, do you have anything?
It's our HR liaison, Michelle Arteby, last night was honored by the Advocacy Center for her work in integrating sexual harassment training and other harassment training into the Cornell HR fabric. And I think a part of that, the employees should know that there's a really huge effort within HR to try to have, I guess, outreach to not only employees, but also to retirees and the entire Cornell community. So, but she was honored for her efforts by the Advocacy Center last night.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that, Herf. And following Michelle's presentation to the Employee Assembly, we did have the opportunity to invite her to come over and speak to all the managers from College of Arts and Sciences. It was a fantastic presentation, a lot of good information shared, much like she did with us. So I encourage you to reach out to Michelle or Linda and ask them to come and speak with your units. I think that you'll find it time well spent and very valuable. For the executive committee.
So executive committee has been talking a lot about transition as we move into the new term. Ways to continue past efforts and pass along institutional knowledge. It was a primary focus. One of the things that's really difficult is as our long-term members step away from the assemblies, how do we not have to reinvent and relearn all of the things that we've learned from the past? So a lot of the discussion has been around ways of building procedures that we can document and pass along. So if you have any ideas surrounding that, please make sure to pass them along. We talked over election processes and how we stagger terms, how we elect folks, particularly how do we elect chairs to committees? Is there a better process? And we talked about the employee elected trustee. We talked about Chad. We talked about the employee elected trustee and our role, if any, in that. That was about all we had. Again, if you have ideas on ways to streamline processes and better pass along information and documentation for future representatives, please pass the ideas along. We're trying to improve as we go.
Yeah, I really encourage all of you to jump on the email and use our listserv. That's our opportunity to record thoughts and ideas and bring things forward, get some momentum around things that we identify that can support the university and all of our constituents. One thing I'd like to add with regard to the executive committee, earlier this week, last week, sent out an email talking about the presentation that's coming up for the Board of Trustees. And due to the fact that we have submitted our annual report that focuses on some of the statistics of the year and so forth, I would not like to just regurgitate that same information again. I'd really like to highlight individuals that have made some significant contributions on campus. And it doesn't have to be award winners or folks like that, but more folks that we want to highlight And I'll give you a couple brief examples. I shared with you about the interpreter that I had in Iraq in 2007, who's now in his fifth year of employment here at Cornell with Building Care and is getting his citizenship in October. You know, that type of personal interest story. There's also a gentleman from Facility Services who had, he made the decision in February of 2016 to have gastric bypass surgery. And when he did that, he dropped from 340 pounds to 200 pounds and has now run in over 20 races. And as an example of his efforts to try and promote a healthier lifestyle for himself and for his family, six other employees have since had that surgery. That is significant. And these are some stories that I think the Board of Trustees will be very interested in hearing about, because it is because of Cornell that we have these unique opportunities and these unique benefits to take advantage of some really life-changing experiences. And so I want to highlight that. So that's just a couple of examples. So if you do have folks that you think could be highlighted, I have 8 minutes, which really five of it is speaking and 3 minutes for question and answer. So I think limiting it to five people would kind of be, four to five would be the right mix there without diluting the message. And then ultimately, I'm going to tie that back into how the employee assembly can connect these individuals on campus and really be the active voice for our constituents. So are there any questions about kind of what my thoughts were around that, or suggestions to potentially modify or scrap the idea?
Don't scrap the idea.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, thank you. At this point, we will adjourn our meeting, and I want to apologize that the food is yet. Yes, Chris.
Just one more announcement. I hate to interrupt, but I found the name of this person, I mean, criminal, frankly, who's like reporting to offer storage service and was expelled because he stole student stuff. Or I'm actually not sure if that was the reason. His name is Jeffrey, G-E-O-F-R-E-E, and then C Tobacco, which is T-Z-E, and then dash T-A-B-A-K-O-V. And apparently he was a former Cornell student who was expelled for we don't know which reason, and is purporting to offer storage service. And I'm actually not sure that's a good idea, because I'm afraid we might not actually return students' things. So
great.
Things that'd be dangerous.
Do you know if it's been reported to CUPD?
I think we're definitely going to report it. Right.
So just a point of clarification, this student was not expelled from Cornell.
He was not expelled.
So let's make sure we're not spreading false rumors.
Okay.
Yes, Carrie.
Yes.
Thank you, Sue.
Just a quick communications update. I couldn't hear or whatever.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. We're getting into event season, and I just wanted to say that we have a table lined up for the supplier showcase on June 1st. I'm going to be sending out an email, but that is a Friday. And so it's several hours, that event. A lot of people come through. It's a good opportunity for us to be out there. It's come to my attention that we don't have the most engaging table set up. And so if anyone has ideas for what we might do or bring or buy, we have some funds. I'll send out an email. What I'm gonna hope for is that we have some volunteers to come and staff that table throughout the day, and not have one sad person sitting there all day. So.
And this is this coming Friday?
No. We have plenty of time. It's Friday, June 1st. And
thank you.
So we have a few weeks to plan it. And so I'll send out a little doodle poll to get volunteers, and please share your ideas. If you can think of anything that would be engaging, we have then following that event, the staff development day. There's a couple things that come up through the summer that if we get some good momentum rolling, then we'll be in good shape for the summer. And I just wanted to add on staff recognition. We have been partnering with the campus sustainability office to do the sustainability champions program. And so that is continuing. And we're going to be meeting hopefully with Tanya or whoever ends up chairing that committee. It was a pilot project, and we're hoping to extend that and keep going, nominating a staff member every month who is living sustainably or whatever. So, anyway, that's all I have for right now.
Great. Thank you very much, Carrie.
Thanks.
Are there any other final announcements?
Do you want to use the time? Because the 1 o'clock was set for some of the new members, so perhaps we could discuss Hey Hayes.
Yes.
We have time.
So back to the original point that Hey mentioned earlier today regarding the discussion and possible actions of the employee assembly discussing the social sciences study for human ecology and for ILR. So the floor is open again. So if anybody has anything they'd like to contribute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I do.
Yes. All right.
You're from ILR.
Jump in there. Please.
Yeah. So I am sort of new to this committee, but I will be representing ILR. And clearly, there's been a lot of discussion, understandably, within the ILR community, staff, faculty, and students. I think you've heard from faculty and from students quite publicly. I don't know that the staff voice has been made public yet, but there was a survey conducted that mirrored the faculty survey, and the staff, the ILR staff, are about 85% opposed to the merger. Talking simply about, there was apparently 7 proposed ideas. The merger was the 2nd preferred. And so that's the only one that's really been discussed, because the others have not really been sort of like, were not seen to be impacting us at this point. And so there's significant opposition. There was a survey. I have a document, if anyone is interested, of ILR staff responses to that survey and the general sentiment that this would not be in the interests of the ILR staff. So I know that we're getting a presentation, I think.
Right. On the 16th.
The vice provost. And so it would be, I think it would be great for ILR if some of the ILR staff members could actually join us here at
that
meeting.
Absolutely.
Listen in to what the provost is going to say. We do have a special meeting coming up this Friday where we will be also, having discussion points presented by the provost for their rationale, for their viewpoints. We've been pretty much informed, or our dean is strongly of the opinion that this is, yes, just an idea. There has been no, discussion about process, about implementation. There was no additional dollars assigned to bring this about. And so he's kind of the opinion, even though he wrote a piece to the president stating that he is opposed to the merger, but he's of the opinion that this is right now just a discussion point. Personally, for me, as somebody who is also opposed to the measure, it would be great for me to see an employee assembly resolution that could support the staff of the ILR school that has indicated through the survey, pretty strong opposition.
And anybody from human ecology
that was my
want
next
to,
question.
Are there any points?
No, I got a question.
Question.
So are they opposed of, in fear of their jobs, or are they opposed for what the colleges already have and don't want
to? I think jobs was articulated less than concern for the identity of the ILR school, diluting who we are. I mean, it's a school that was established for a particular purpose. There doesn't seem to be much rationale for combining these two schools. There are synergies between the ILR school and some of the human ecology departments, but not necessarily all of them. And so it just seems that there doesn't seem to have been much. We can't find the rationale for doing it. And short of that, it seems difficult to get behind. So, I mean, that's generally the staff sense.
Jeremy?
So a few things. One is, I think it's a great idea to have some folks from ILR and from human ecology come in and talk to us about their, because again, as representatives of the employees, let's hear from the employees who are going to be impacted by this. I would think that writing and presenting a resolution at this stage is a bit premature, but I think that getting our ducks in a row ahead of time in case it becomes more of a reality would be well spent time. And part of that is getting into those conversations early. So I think that's a great first step, to start having those conversations, start hearing from people. And the other piece is start hearing from the folks that made the recommendation as to what the thought is behind it, because then we can answer some of those questions where nobody's quite sure what the purpose is. So I think
there were two ILR faculty members, junior faculty, who were on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things we might do is invite one of them to, or invite somebody from
right.
the committee to come and make a presentation.
So a little information gathering early on. I think, personally, I think a resolution is a bit premature, but I think that getting your thoughts in line in case it becomes time for a resolution is a good idea.
Yes.
I'd be interested in hearing from a human ecology perspective what the thoughts
right.
were.
So in about 20 minutes, we meet with the chairs of the committee as a college. So I'll be able to tell you Randy thinks next week.
Okay.
There's a lot of distraction in our college right now because of our renovation and the move.
Mm.
And so people are half-minded paying attention to this thing that may eventually happen or not, and really focused on the fact that in 47 days they're moving out of the building. So
right. So at this point, I'd like to
comment about this. I've been through this twice with departments, and I found both times that the underlying driver is, you know, something that is made at a higher level, and it's usually either space or salaries that the employees have no real say in. So it would be nice to somehow, before we had a resolution, ferret out what the drivers are for this suggestion.
Exactly.
Thank you. At this point, again, sorry that we don't have lunch. I'm not sure what's up with that.
Kat, do you know? I texted Pam and I didn't get any.
So at this point, we'll adjourn the first half of the meeting and get ready for the organizational executive session. So have a great day.
Yeah.
Those of you that are
so yes, those
afternoon.
Of you that are finishing your term, thank you. Goodbye. And we'll see you on the 16th. Thank you. We'll see those of you that are new. Pick up your name and banner and have a seat.
Take care.
Good luck.
Thanks, Jeremy. Yeah. We'll see you on the 16th. 16th.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We'll be there.
No,
she's John too. Did you get Andy? You got your
first.
I can start.
You want to figure out I'm not supposed to be here to make this.
Pam is texting, so hopefully we will get. Oh, yes.
I didn't put this one on my calendar as well.
You want to walk them through the process, right?
I'm going to turn it over to you. The organizational executive session is now in order, and I'm going to turn the floor over to Pilar.
I think we're all good. Tunde, this is a closed session now. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm giving us information.
Okay. So what the organizational meeting is for those of us that are sitting for the 2018 to 2019 assembly. We are going to choose our leadership. We will then proceed first with the election of the chair. Kat, do we have ballots?
I don't.
Paper? No paper? See what we can scrounge while I keep talking. Once we elect the chair, then we will hand over, oh, you're the best, the meeting to the newly elected chair and continue through the process of the executive board. That will be the vice chair, then the vice chair of internal operations, then the vice chair of communications, as well as then the parliamentarian. We will be able to take self-nominations. You will also be able to nominate someone else. You will have a couple of minutes to prepare a statement if you are either electing yourself or nominated. And then you will be outside while we take a tally and a ballot and proceed. Any questions? No? So at this time, we will start any nominations for the position, the Employee Assembly Chair for the 2018 to 2019 Assembly. Yes?
I motion Craig.
Any seconds? Any further nominees? Craig, would you please be able to give us a brief statement?
Absolutely. So thank you for the nomination, Kevin. I've been in the role now since late January. I feel like some momentum's happening. I feel like I'm starting to figure out in terms of our networks to be the voice representing our assembly with Mary Opperman and with the president's office, as well as the board of trustees at this point. I have enjoyed the challenge up to this point and think that next year we got a lot ahead of us, and I would look forward to assisting our group getting to those goals.
Any questions from the assembly for Craig? Please feel free.
Hi, Craig.
Craig, what do you feel was possibly the most difficult thing taking over in January?
I think the most challenging piece was recognizing some of the external roles that the chair has, particularly on the university assembly. And that was not clear to me as I started in the position. So trying to see, I'm still figuring out the university assembly. It's a different set of folks that are involved that with a lot of strong personalities. So trying to determine the best way to advocate for what the employee assembly considers to be important at the UA, it was probably the biggest challenge.
Great. Any hot topics you see we should be addressing in 18-19?
I think the most important topic that I will advocate for with our assembly is reconnecting with staff across campus. When I joined the assembly, I didn't really know what the assembly did. I knew we had one, but I wasn't really sure why. I think many of us probably still have some of those questions, which is fine, and it's a healthy part of evolving an organization. But I really would think that one of our primary goals for the next year should be reconnecting with staff and all of our constituents and getting that message out there that we are here for them and we are partners within the larger university structure for shared governance.
Thank you, Craig. Any other questions? Then I will please ask you to step outside and close the door.
Hi, Craig.
And if lunch comes, don't finish it.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Lunch comes, come back in.
Oh, here. Take, I don't know.
Yeah, because we still have more elections here. You're going to need more.
Take some.
How do you call it? So right now, please write yes, no, abstain. We will take a count. Take some.
Should I just send mine through Zoom?
Yeah, private message to Kat. Kat, can you take it?
Yeah.
Okay, Kat, you're in there as Cam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so if you have your vote, please hand it over. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, come on in.
Because we're gonna have more.
Oh. So quick, let's grab your vote portion.
I thought they were on those too.
I'm trying to be as quick as possible. Where should we go?
I don't know, I just took a.
So we just are voting for Craig Wiggers to continue as chair. If you would like to write yes, no, I abstain. I would love to take that case. I know, we're so efficient.
Okay, apologies.
Here, even I've got a pen for you too, just be, no pressure.
No pressure, but.
Okay.
Which one is green?
He is not in the room.
Okay, he was the current chair that took over. He was the current veterans representative.
Okay.
He works for human ecology as well. And his hot topics were to get our constituents.
He works for arts and science.
Arts and science.
Arts and science.
Oh, physics. Sorry, I apologize.
This is what he looks like.
Yes, I'll give this over to.
I don't remember.
Yes, no, or abstain?
Just one more.
No, it just, I think I accidentally got missed.
Oh.
That's all right. Here.
Yeah.
We can share. I was right on.
Yeah.
Steal somebody's identity over there.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I will let him in, just as a surprise, everyone. Yes, he has been reelected. Can I please come in? After long and thorough debate, Craig.
You lost by one.
It's a 17-0. You are reelected as chair, and I hand over the meeting back to you.
Ms. Pilar, and thank you all very much for giving me the privilege to serve in this role. At this point, we're going to be moving to the executive vice chair, and I would like to nominate Hey Dupuy. Is there a second?
Other nominations?
Do you know what you're getting into?
So a second, you're second, yes?
I'm second.
I've been informed.
Are you sure? You didn't read all the.
There's a lot of content.
There's a lot of content.
No, I'm just talking about all of Jeremy's.
Yes, well.
Procedures. 17 procedures.
Don't scare her.
It's a statement.
And we're in this together. So, I mean, you know, as folks move into positions, we're going to support one another. Nobody should feel like they're carrying the entire burden on their own shoulders. Yes.
You need a statement for us. Yes, please.
I have been on the employee assembly, much like Craig, since January. And I think for the most part, I've been sort of getting acclimated to the processes and what the direction has been so far. So I kind of just want to continue the work and try to be as helpful in sort of presenting, you know, things that I think should be important to the employee assembly and just kind of being as helpful as possible in this process. So that's sort of my thing.
Are there other nominations for the executive vice chair position?
Or questions for Hey Hey.
Questions for Hey Hey. That's why we have a parliamentarian.
Hey, Hey, who do you represent? I can't see your little sign there. Sorry, so I don't know how.
Less than 5 years of service represented at large. I've been at the university for three, and a lot of the people that I started with, a lot of the units that I've been working with also are individuals who've been working less than 5 years, and I feel like it represents a different sort of employee, I think, at the university, one filled with a lot of optimism and with a lot of hope for the direction of the university. So that's kind of who I represent.
Okay.
So going on my same note, what do you feel is something we should address and we should really tackle for 18-19?
I think there are so many things. I think when I first ran, a lot of the social issues are still very prevalent, you know, race relations. As I've been volunteering within the community, a lot of issues with sexual assault and with issues involving women and children. I think those are things that are very important to me. I'm on the transportation task force. That's an issue that apparently, according to the survey, is very important to a lot of people on the staff. So I just kind of want to try to do as much outreach as I can, try to figure out where everybody else's, you know, priorities lie. Because I think for me, it's moving the university in this good social direction of where I'd like, you know, us all to be as a whole.
Does that help? Is that
good? Thanks.
Yeah.
So if you could please step outside, hey, close the door behind you. Those of us remaining, get your little yellow paper. And you can put hey, or just yes, no, abstain.
And this is where bylaws need to be changed.
Yes, I know.
If I could add to, many of you have probably already voted, but when I initially approached Hey about the possibility of her taking this leadership role, when you heard some of the things that she's been involved with around campus, she is setting the example so well with advocacy and with volunteerism and that's what really, you know, from my perspective, I was just like, wow, you know, what an awesome example for all of us. So I'll just share that with you as well.
So I believe all of you have voted, correct? Great. So Pam and I will count.
Here you go. So since we're waiting, this is where the bylaws need to be changed, that if there's no opposition, that we should allow the chair to cast one ballot in favor, and then we don't go through all this stuff.
Are you making a motion?
Not now, but I will.
And Carrie, do you have Carrie's vote?
Am I allowed to say it?
You can say it.
She's a yard.
Yeah.
Okay, the votes have been casted. We have 16 yeses, one abstention, no noes. So 16-1-0. And we will let in our new vice chair. Greg, would you like the honor?
Hey, congratulations. You're executive vice chair. I'd ask you to move.
Come on out.
And by a vote of 16-1-0, one abstention. So congratulations.
I do have a question for you. That would be a question. Then what department do you work for?
I work for human ecology. I'm a financial analyst.
Great. Okay. We're now going to move to nominations for the position of Vice Chair of Operations and Finance.
No. Just to let you know.
Good job.
Would you please describe a little bit?
I would like to nominate Pilar.
I would like to do it if there is no other interest. I work for the College of Veterinary Medicine. I have been at Cornell for 7 years. I am the international relations rep. I am a dual citizen, and most of my job is actually with international work. I've been on the EA for 4 years now. I actually have read, and I quite like the internal operations officer and finance part, mainly due to a lot of the recruiting and the manning of our, or I should say staffing of our committees and getting everyone as engaged as possible. I've traveled a lot throughout the world. And I feel that when you're as engaged as you possibly can be, and you understand your rights and your benefits that are out there for you, then you know you're going to get as much as you can out of it. So I really enjoy trying to bring employees to the table, as well as making sure that their voices are heard. So I would thoroughly enjoy 1 year of cleaning up a few things.
It's a lot to clean up.
Oh yeah.
Any questions?
Sure. What yes. are your priorities for the next year?
So one of the main things is we do need to look at some of our governing documents. They're really not as smooth and efficient as we can get. I also would like to, and I am, we just started, I'm on a committee with Charlie Van Loan to address the non-tenure track and non-professorial staff, because right now they're under us, the Employee Assembly, and they're about 1,100 to 1,200 individuals that should really be given their own voice and then taken out of our structure. So we clearly define the employees that we are going to be representing that have a lot more core needs. Those would really be the main things I'd be looking at.
How does it benefit the other employees?
Because right now, in theory, some of our, even Board of Trustees, Chad's position, for example, would be open to a, let's say, research assistant professor. And because they are technically non-professorial staff and technically part of us. My personal opinion is that their goals, their aims, their experiences tend to fall more towards the faculty and academic side, that we should have clearly defined opportunities for employees and regularly banded employees than some of our academic counterparts.
To build on that, I think one of the initiatives that the Employee Assembly took on was to have another voting member on the employee, on the trustees. Is this another way of taking a stab of that, at that initiative?
To me, that would be a benefit, I think, would be good, because again, I do feel that out of the 7,000 of us that are left, we get such little voice and such little representation that by clarifying and highlighting those banded individuals, we'll be able to hopefully muscle in into a few things.
Would we run the risk of losing that one seat to an organization that perhaps represents that?
For the Board of Trustees, they right now have the non-professorial and non-tenure track. They don't really have any. I don't see that as a real possibility at the moment.
But pulling them out of the Employee Assembly and putting them in their own sort of, are you putting them into?
That's what the committee is tasked with. I'm working with Charlie Van Loan and a few other individuals. Yeah.
Then they wouldn't have a representative voice to the Board of Trustees.
Right. So that's what will be tasked for the committee. I'm looking at the employee side, that we are clearly defined and we don't necessarily lose any of our representation to any of the academics.
How do they feel about it?
They would prefer to be separated from us as a whole.
I mean, yeah. Are they represented with us, within us right now?
None of them have been willing
right.
participants. But they still, in theory, take up seats and they can still be nominated for the Board of Trustees seat, for example. There will be a call out, and if there is one that wants to run, there is no legal route in a sense of our shared governance and documents to say, no, you can't run.
And I think once they set foot in here, then to the faculty, it looks like they have a place. So that's
right.
why
they don't.
You don't have people in that track come.
Any other thoughts or questions?
No, you can leave.
I can leave.
Anybody need some paper? Thank you.
Yes.
Can I ask a question about the position, the role?
Sure.
What is the finance side of the role?
So we have an allocation of about $9,000 a year. And with regard to how we appropriate that budget through the academic year, and what our priorities are, whether it's food, for example, at the president's address to staff, whether it's tabling events. We have a little bit of flexibility with that. The money actually resides within the Office of Assemblies, but we can determine as an assembly how we want to appropriate it.
Hello.
Very exciting to see so many new faces, and we're new too, so you know.
I have to say, I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed about the whole thing.
It is, and you know, I will tell you, like Robert's Rules, for example, it's challenging, and you know, I don't ever want any of us to feel like we can't speak up because of a okay. You know, we got to let the procedures work and so forth, but. Don't let that be an obstacle to communicating. I make mistakes at every meeting, and Pilar will quickly divert me into the right track. And you know, the communication piece is the most important. So if you have something to say, say it. You know, and we will respectfully allow each one of us to participate. Robert's Rules are our guideline, and our in an effort to stay within that structure. But you know, really. The actual application of it, I mean, we do it once every 2 weeks, and none of us are really experts at it unless you're coming out of the Office of Assemblies.
So this is just to confirm. This
yeah.
is Kevin's position, Pilar's, right?
Correct. Yeah, Pilar is running for Kevin's position.
That's the no.
Yeah, so.
That was my no, because I'm just looking at you, don't. One of the problems that I think that we had in operations, and PLR is really good at, is she will continue to approach to get the results that we're looking for. One of them is finance. Is we approve the budget at the beginning, but we don't get any input other than that. We don't see the bills. We don't see anything. And that is one thing that I know that she's will be good at in getting. I mean, the operations person should be giving the assembly a report just so we know what's going on and everything. So I'm pretty sure she's would be very good at that.
Are there any other comments before we bring Pilar in? What was the vote count?
17-0-0.
Thank you.
While she's coming in, I will tell you, so it was supposed to be Italian carryout. We haven't figured out why they haven't delivered food, but I needed to remind you to call Papa John's because I knew if you get something here quickly or any time. So
great.
I apologize. I was not aware that was happening in my absence. So
yeah, no, thank you. Appreciate that, Pam.
You're good, Pam. Don't
Thanks,
worry.
Pam. Yeah.
So,
all right. I know
you're off track. Pilar, congratulations. You are
Thank
now
you.
The Vice Chair of Operations and Finance.
Wow.
17-0-0.
Thank you.
At this point, we are now going to be accepting nominations for the position of Vice Chair of Communications.
Nominate Carrie if she's willing.
There's a nomination for Carrie. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Larry,
yes. Okay.
Any other
yeah.
nominations?
Yeah.
Carrie. Yeah.
Carrie, you want to give us a little bio?
Yeah, sure. Well, I've been at Cornell for 15 years, and most of that I've worked in university relations, in university communications, actually. And I'm really excited about the communications committee. I mean, honestly, the best part about it is the team that we have, Chris and Adam, and we have a couple of really engaged constituent members, Nancy Doolittle. I feel like we're really, this is sort of like a building year, and we've had some fits and starts where we got great turnout, great engagement in the fall for the president's address. We got great engagement earlier this semester for the transportation survey. And we have so many irons in the fire and so much potential. I really would love to stay on if I could. My approach, or what I've been trying to build towards, is to really strengthen our new employee outreach and engagement, and that's with a partnership that we're working on with the Onboarding Center and HR. They're going to be starting some regular meet and greets for new new employees. I feel like if we get people on their way in and really establish who we are and how they can participate and what we do, that we won't have to always be reintroducing ourselves to people. And so if we really strengthen that new employee engagement and work on a sort of multi-pronged approach where we're getting ourselves where out in places where the staff are, and they're not necessarily all in front of their computers, but in their break rooms, at events, some really sort of on the ground type of engagement. That's what I would love to see. So just spreading out the love as far as where we put our messaging and stuff. I just think we have a great team and a lot of potential. So
awesome. Thank you, Carrie. Are there other questions for Carrie?
Leave the room, Carrie.
Can you mute everything, turn Carrie? Turn around, yeah.
Okay, yes, I'll just, yeah. It would be better for you to mute yourselves.
Okay.
Or I could just close my eyes. And
you still hear it.
You're a mile away.
Yes.
Meekin Minor. I unmuted the room. Okay. And the congratulations, Carrie. 17-0-0. You are the Vice Chair of Communications, and we appreciate your continued service in that role. The next position will be looking for nominations for the parliamentarian. Are there any nominations?
I nominate Chris.
That Chris? We have another Chris now. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Dawson.
I would like to nominate Adam Howell.
I'm going to respectfully decline.
Fair enough.
I'm interested in it in a other position. Thank you, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know nothing about parliamentarianism.
The Office of Assemblies is so helpful and has the book.
I can do it.
Are there other nominations?
I can do it. If no one else wants to go for it.
I'd rather not.
All right.
And that's absolutely fine.
That's okay. We don't want to force people.
Yeah.
Any new ones? Any other newbies?
Would anybody like to self-nominate?
Can you explain what?
Sure.
The parliamentarian pretty much goes through parliamentary procedures, make sure that the meeting is held properly, amendments are done properly, because everything has to be proper in case of some legal action that is taken that we have to, you know, go through.
So if you like rules.
No, I don't.
I need to understand the process more before.
Sure. That's the other nice piece of these nominations. These are 1-year terms.
Yeah.
So, but you're on the assembly for a longer time period than that. So you'll have the opportunity to understand and get a better sense of what the expectations are. So,
Pilar, as someone who's held that position, could you talk about the time commitment for parliamentarian?
So the parliamentarian is part of the executive committee. So you will meet with the exec, and we've set it up, which could change, but we have set it up currently for 11:30 to 12:15 prior to all the other meetings. And then you will meet with the Office of Assembly when necessary. If we submit any review of our bylaws, documentation, shared governance, you would be part of that as well. But in reality, outside of your regular meetings, I would add maybe an hour and a half per week where you're either meeting with the OA, meeting with other individuals, with the exec, doing some research, bonding with Robert's rules.
And there's nothing saying that you're not part of the changes.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can start them.
So that you don't have to do some of this stuff that we're doing.
Yeah. And again, everyone's always, it's a team effort.
Yeah.
It really is. No one knows this back and forth. We ask and engage with the Office of Assembly all the time. We try to reach out and do this. Again, one of the main reasons why we grew was because we needed more people at the table. So there's no problems with saying, I'm not getting this. Can you give me extra time? Can we meet, you know, whether it's the Office of Assembly or anyone else on it?
I'll just add, I mean, we are thrilled to work with parliamentarian people. And you, as a governing body, you establish your own governing documents, your charters, your bylaws, all of those things. Robert's rules is that outside thing that you agree upon in order to manage your meeting space. And you can choose how firmly or flexibly to do that. And the parliamentarian kind of just provides a little bit of a check. It seems complicated. We have cheat sheets. You'll go through your training as an assembly at your retreat over the summer, which really helps to demystify that a lot. So everyone at least has a common understanding of how you'll be operating. So that takes a lot of the pressure off the role of the parliamentarian. And any questions that you would have in that role, our office loves to, we would be glad to work on that. So don't be afraid to step into something that you feel like you have no idea about, because you'll have all the support in the world to succeed.
Sounds intriguing. Yeah. It does.
Well, do it?
Like so, Karen, Karen, if that sounds like a self-nomination,
it sounds like a time commitment. I would have to, like,
fair enough.
You can't think about
it. It's today. It's now. Oh, yeah, I know. That's sorry. This is how we work here.
I can appreciate the procedural rules, but I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I'll self-nominate myself for a year. And then
I think it is a year.
And then I can make sure, if you're intrigued still, that you can work with me.
There you go. It's like a duel. Can we do duel?
Yeah.
All right, so Kevin, would you like to talk about yourself?
due to time constraints,
yeah. In a very quick,
keep your biography
real quick. Short.
A tweet, please.
I'm not a fan of Robert's rules, but I abide by them. I do Robert's rules daily as town supervisor in Cortland County. So I do know what they are. And, you know, that's about it. So I do know how to keep it going.
Okay, so Lee.
Are there questions for Kevin at this point?
Do anyone need papers? Okay.
All
right. Bye, Kevin.
Yep.
You all know the drill by now, guys. Anyone need any more paper?
There's more down here.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's.
Maybe I'll come back that way.
And one question I had just a minute ago, and this is something that as a new assembly we can take a look at going forward. I mean, is it necessary for us to be handwriting? I mean, we, you know, we could do hand.
I know.
So it's currently in our bylaws that we have to do this, so we can make adjustments as we identify ways to make things a little bit more efficient.
Maybe a classroom clicker.
Yeah, I clickers.
Is that an app? Actually.
Yeah.
Especially with not contested races. I mean, yeah, if we have just,
right,
yeah,
right.
That makes no sense. I mean, maybe even in the process of contested races.
Right.
Or multi.
Robert has provision for voice votes.
Carrie?
Kevin is with EH&S. He's a specialist with regard to radiation compliance and biosafety. He's been with the university.
Okay.
For several years, I think close to 30.
17-0-0, so we'll let him in.
All right. Our final nomination will be for the employee assembly is appointed to university assembly. Just so you understand, the time commitment, which I did not understand at the beginning, is that the university assembly also meets every 2 weeks, and they have chosen the wonderful time of 4:30 to 6 in the afternoon on Tuesdays, which is fantastic.
Sorry, you are the new parliamentarian.
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
5-0-17-0. But I will say, based on my very limited experience with the university assembly, I think that there are opportunities for a lot of identifying ways to create a more positive atmosphere. It is a challenging group and with some very strong opinions surrounding different issues that do affect us all. I would say that my sense is the focus isn't necessarily on staff. Seems to be a it's like, oh yeah, and staff. So that it's important that whoever's representing us there is able to articulate what we as an assembly see as important at the university level. So in terms of other time commitments, I think that's about it. So and liaise with us.
On my personal,
yeah, I was gonna say.
And my personal thing is, it does get a little monotonous and annoying, just because I think as staff we think of a firm direction.
I know.
And they will do a direction and then they'll hook right, and they will discuss for roughly about a half an hour on a different word to use in a resolution. It has been good. I can't say, because we look at what a staff member has issues with. Next thing you know, you have undergrads that are totally, they have their own issues that you're just not aware of.
Yeah.
One that just was brought up, not to go too long, but I think we're waiting for a pizza,
yeah.
Is that a resolution was passed about accessibility issues. And one of them was, as employees, you know, if we have a temporary, need a temporary handicap spot, broken leg or whatever, you know, we get that as employees. I think it's 8 weeks or something like that. Students have to pay for it, which to me feels totally wrong. And stuff. So this is stuff that gets brought up that we're just so unaware of that we can actually, as employees,
help like transportation task force and stuff like that. So it does open up your eyes to all the stuff that goes on campus.
And one other thing, I mean, as we said, because the students, if you look at the student assembly, they push resolution after resolution. They are there. And the faculty senate have their very specific points of views and background. So being an employee at that table is actually, I think, quite a privilege, because you are able to keep reminding them and keep nudging certain things that are, you know, important to us as employees. That being said, you do have to be a little bit strong-willed, because otherwise you will be bulldozed over by the students and the faculty. So I quite enjoyed it.
I'm not saying it,
but you know, but you, it is quite a not a demanding, but you have to be an active participant.
I would say, to Kevin's experience recently, it ebbs and flows in terms of what the style of how that meeting is run based on the leadership. It's
quite
chaired by an undergrad, so they come in with that style, right? I chaired it previously. I served on it when there were other chairs, faculty, other staff. So it's really the flavor of what that leadership style is. It would be great if we actually had an EA member or a staff member who decided to run for chair. They will be having their internal elections based on the new membership, and it's wide open. The current chair is graduating, and this is a great opportunity. One of the most fundamental pieces that the University Assembly has oversight of is the Codes and Judicials Committee manages the code of conduct for the university. And whether or not you're aware of this as a staff person, we all agree to abide by that document. That is our governing document, so to speak, of how we agree to interact with one another. And they're in the process of doing a major overhaul and changes of that, which comes through the Codes and Judicials Committee. It's presented to the University Assembly. The University Assembly votes on whether or not to approve those recommendations from the CJC. And then in resolution form would convey that to the president, and then the president would respond back. And there's this kind of cyclical ebb and flow of that. So that they're in the heart of that right now. I'm sure that will carry forward into the next session. So if that's something that appeals to you, really understanding how we agree to interact with one another and the judicial side of things, it would be potentially a very interesting, meaningful home for someone to represent staff on.
It's quite an opportunity. I do honestly see it as another and one of the few rare cases where employees are asked to be at the table with an important vote and a vote that has to be heard. So hopefully someone would like to possibly...
And you do get another free meal.
You do get dinner.
But when
it shows up to
you.
And you go, and the Board of Trustees, you get another session with the Board of Trustees. I mean, you know, it depends on how active you want to be and whether or not you want to be at the table with students, with faculty, and raise issues that are important.
Do we only have one person go there? Or?
So we have the chair of the EA goes, the vice chair of the EA goes. We have a current employee representative that is a regular employee. She's not from the EA. She's appointed by the EA, finishing up one more year. And so we have one more spot left. It can be from someone from...
Two?
I'm sorry. Is it in your charter that it has to be the executive vice chair that sits on that? Because I think it just happened to be that it was Jeremy who sat in that role. So it's not automatic So what you're trying to get now from this membership, it's the chair and then one EA member. And then there are two.
By the EA. So by and from. So two.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Two and two. Oh, so you have one open seat from the EA membership and one from the larger staff population that needs to be appointed.
It's two elected for here.
Yes.
Okay.
Two elected.
You're looking for two nominations.
Now you're looking for two.
Yeah.
But you're looking for one from here and one staff.
Two.
Who's your second?
Me. I have one. I have another term left, but I can't do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was not aware.
No.
So you need two.
So we need two.
And I'm going to tell you this. I live an hour away. And the meetings that I've been, you've got to remember, two a month. and stuff, and most of them were always extended. So all I'm saying is
if you love your family.
That's a great hint.
What a sale.
If you have transportation commitments, rethink it.
Kevin,
if you
will not be a commercial.
I was going to say, maybe there should be a way.
And the only reason why is because that is where my frustration was because you're from 4:30 to 6, ends up being 6:30 by the time they're done. I'm just giving you a reality.
You can leave it. So you can't zoom.
Is that because the current chair is
not
a
it's an undergrad student.
Master?
Well,
it's
not an
the agenda, and we're going to plow.
Yeah,
Gabe is an undergrad. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Yes.
He seems like
I know. He's an undergrad, and
wow.
It's very specific.
He's a very intelligent undergrad.
He's fantastic, but very specific. So we need someone from you all.
To someone.
I'm real.
And then someone from the community, which we do have an interested individual that we will all vote for in a minute. But first.
So how many voting members are there in the UA? Like
in total?
Is it
5
from each constituency, so 20. Right, so 5 undergrad, 5 grad, 5
and
staff.
And are the meetings open? Can anyone attend even if they're not a voting member?
It's open to the public. All assembly meetings are open to the public.
You don't have.
By public, you mean
I thought
university
it was 4.
Public. Cornell University, correct?
People from the community come as well.
Yeah.
They're not
exciting.
Closed.
Yeah, and the Cornell Sun. The Cornell Sun will attend our meetings frequently, and they have either a photographer and somebody recording. And speaking of extended, I failed to mention we are scheduled until 1:45. I forgot about that. So, but if anybody needs to leave, please.
Before we vote, would you yourself nominate?
No, I have another question.
Oh.
As the UA representative, are you expected to report on these meetings, or what are you expected to engage at every meeting, or is it as necessary?
It's a shared effort. So for example, I've run into a commitment these last 3 meetings with the UA on Tuesday afternoons, so I'm not able to attend, but between Kevin and Jeremy and I, any one of us can speak on behalf of what's happening here. I would say that, for example, when I had mentioned the point of the resolution to reestablish the committee on budget oversight, or anyways, we had discussed that here, and the consensus kind of around the table was, yeah, this is a big time commitment. So I took that in with my vote that the EA vote was not in support of it. It did pass, but our voice was heard in terms of the vote. So it's a two-way street.
I'm not trying to pick on you, Bruce, but what's your commitment to, to me, you would be a good representative to the UA. One of them.
Sounds like he's picking on me.
I was going to say, you
don't love
Bruce?
Your family. I don't know.
Well,
just
no, the reason why, Bruce, is because a lot of the stuff that you have concerns with is at the forefront of the UA.
Yeah.
That's true.
When you're looking at the smoking policy and stuff like that. That is where I can see you as being more of a benefit for the university at that point.
If your evenings and afternoons are free.
Well, I'm just.
I have one more year at the university in Fulton, and I'm only in town during the week.
That's the only time
that's
that they
the only
meet.
Week,
yeah,
and it's going to be a one
weekends.
Year appointment.
There's no weekend.
Yeah, no weekend. One year appointment. Tuesday afternoon, evening.
Let me set up out here.
Any other possible interested parties? New people? Kate, Christopher, David?
So are we voting one seat or two?
We're voting for the, from the EA, we need one person, and we have another by the EA. But this one, we need to pick a name, people.
it's two elected here.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right.
In the absence of a nomination, for the remainder of this year, we still have representation,
yeah.
and we can, if this is something that we would like to discuss further.
Because Kevin can do it, but it's just going to remember that I can only do it once a month, not two. That's it.
They are.
We need to have it for the UA's organization.
It's a one-year appointment?
One-year appointment.
I'll self-nominate.
I nominate.
Okay, so we need two anyway.
Christopher, and I nominate Bruce.
And Bruce and David.
Or did he?
He did.
No, he self-nominated. I self-nominated.
This table, this guy got excited.
Those two, okay, David and Christopher.
Well, David and Christopher, Bruce, you're turning down the nomination, correct?
Okay.
All right, so we have two nominations.
Pam, do we have to do a ballot for the UA appointment, or can we just do it on? Yes, let's do.
Yes, we can. All in favor of David and Christopher serving as the representatives to the UA from the EA? Thank you. It is unanimous.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, yes.
And with that.
David and Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Chris.
With regard to the annual training and the upcoming meetings, we're gonna.
What about Imani? We have to do by the EA for the U.
Thank you.
That's okay. We need to, another UA member from the employee constituency, and we have an interested party from Imani, who I'm blanking out on her last name right now. I apologize.
It's okay. There's only one Imani.
Imani, who's in Residence Hall. Again, I go for unanimous consent for Imani to be from the, by the employee assembly to the UA.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you all.
Okay. The final point on the agenda, I'm going to cover that information in an email after running a couple things by the executive committee. So we will get that information out to you and solicit inputs on dates and so forth for our annual retreat this summer. And that's when we'll start working collectively as a new team to carry forward the voices of our constituents in the next year. So thank you guys very much for your time.
Andrea.
And Andrea.
Or at that point in time, will we reevaluate committee chairs?
Absolutely. And we can also take a look at our governing documents. We'll take a look at Robert's rules. We can set the agenda for that time. So if you do have suggestions or things that you would like to see done during that retreat, we will absolutely do it.
So just a reminder, you, the new members, so the ones that are with our lovely little white ones, you can come to the next meeting on the 16th. You're not obligated, as the 16th is still finishing up with the old term from 2017-2018. You will take your positions officially at the start of June.
But they were able to vote.
Because this is the organizational meeting for 18-19.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, I was curious about that.
Yeah, and that's why the others were not
had
able to vote.
Had to leave, gotcha.
So,
okay.
Thank you all. Enjoy some pizza.
Pizza, please.
Meeting is adjourned.
Hey, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Gary.
Damn.
Which is the individual that's taking the 1 year to replace you?
I think it was Christopher.
Christopher's going to take.
You want it just for 1 year?
That sounds good. I can start with that.
Are the meetings 12:15 to 1?
Don't forget pizza, Andy. Pizza, anyone?
Yeah.
Guys.
Congratulations.
Oh, yes.
Thank you
very
much.
Please take the pizza. Pizza slices,
yes.
Go.
And I do want to know. I also,
and then did we differentiate between from and by?
It's out of our control. Yeah.
So
by.
I did a little research. I found out too, which is
from.
Kind of like, yeah.
From.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Is that what they're trying?
And we ended up with Mr. Parliamentarian, that it is. Yeah. And then you're doing us.
As a student.
Harry stays as
communication
as vice chair, and then
yeah, it's yeah, and Chad would be it. Well, I mean, if with them for off on Friday, but
I
know,
I know,
help out with
them. I know, I saw that.
Help with training, just like that. I did a bunch of that.
Good job, guys. Thank you.
Kenny, congratulations. Nice to meet you. I'm great.
Good job, my UA. I had a question about the retreat.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is one of those things, you know, you do the right things. I didn't use the whole first year I was here. I just contacted the language director. Over the winter break, I said, no, I'll go. Those, which came really late, and then this is not showing up. I haven't even been able to get it. So I was like, I'm going to use the dad master. If they have 10 minutes.
I know she's excited because she can actually be reading and stuff. Sorry, I'm in my alert. She didn't pop in the survey, so it didn't just call me. Are you excited?
Yeah, she would have asked it. But I'm sorry. But it's nice. I'd love to get your. Do you want to?
I do the same thing. Well, I think. We are dealing with another type of style. Building renovation. So it's kind of hard to focus a lot of attention on.
So it only shows.
Okay, what title?
For their own individual.
Yeah.
She'll find out.
Did you like this?
One of the issues when we in the data import, we had to be able to get all the data information to remain intact. So it was the original data. So then what happened was, well, I know, but we didn't know, and we thought that was like really non-PC, right? That we're like, wait, that you just
so many federal highways.
I'll reach out. Because as I say, I am more engaged and the more logical stuff, like I, you know, we'll do it.
And because I think there was straight to Title IX.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
It's an interesting way to start off the employee assembly by everyone.
I was thrown under the bus the first year, okay?
Yeah, well.
And I haven't been able to.
You definitely do a good job of facilitation, but it's sort of like show up and ask to make consequential decisions with not enough information. Well, and so I was not, I'm not scared of it.
Yeah. So you're the town supervisor for Scott?
How's the pizza, guys?
Amazing.
Good. We never get pizza. That's, so look how everyone's so happy.
That's a haul.
Yeah.
Is there a good time? Yes.